boy, we are about to see a crazy flood of first-time homebuyers running to the marketplace in the next few months. If these interest rates continue on their downward trajectory, we've got 4 months now of lower interest rates, which of course is a boon for the housing market. We will see what the broader Federal Reserve does in the coming weeks. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. Our goal with this show is to make you a more intelligent real estate investor. I've done thousands of real estate deals in my time, and we currently are building about 500 new construction homes this year in 2023. And I head up a company called Morris Invest, where we do a full service rental real estate solution for our clients. And we're building in some of the best markets across the country, specifically in West Texas and in Missouri, where we have such an unbelievable demand for rental properties right now. We're tenants filling up these properties so fast because of the pent-up demand for new construction properties in these zones. But it's really interesting to see what's happening in the first-time homebuyer market right now, because baby boomers have been able to crush a lot of the first-time homebuyers and move in where they've not been able to qualify, where like maybe a few years ago they could have, or a few months ago, even last year, where they were able to get lower interest rates. They were able to qualify based on their income, and they were able to move into that first-time home. And now, of course, with the higher interest rates over the past 6, 7, 8 months, baby boomers have been able to move in and swoop in where these first-time homebuyers, the younger millennials, have not been able to. So really interesting to see what's about to happen in this marketplace. Of course, what we're focused on is when we head into an election cycle in the United States, the Federal Reserve is going to continue to print more money, therefore trying to bring down some of these interest rates and kind of calm the markets ahead of the 2024 election cycle. And what you have right now is pent-up demand in the housing market, unbelievable demand for homes. And so as soon, just keep your eye on it, guys, as soon as those interest rates start to drop and drop a little bit more, there's going to be bidding wars, and we are going to see an explosion once again because of the pent-up demand. The demand has not gone anywhere. So interest rates are the thing that are sort of artificially keeping things, the lid on the pot right now as this thing boils. So keep your eyes on what's about to happen, and we'll see where these interest rates go. But it's all contingent right now on interest rates and what the Federal Reserve does. And then we could see an explosion in the housing market. So right now might be the perfect time if you're an investor and you're thinking about investing in some of those markets where there's a lot of demand. And right now you might not have as much competition because maybe some new investors are jumping into it. Now might be the perfect time to jump in and buy some of these properties before the explosion and appreciation takes place over the next year. So keep your eye on that. That's what I'm looking at right now in the broader housing market. This is our Q&A episode. I'd like to give you a little news up front about what's happening with interest rate and what's happening in the marketplace. And then I answer your questions. So you're able to leave a voicemail question by going to morrisinvest.com. Click on the little microphone icon that's at the upper right-hand part of your screen and leave us a 30-second voicemail question. We'll try to answer it about real estate, taxes, whatever else is on your mind. So let's dive into it. Here's our first question. I think this one comes to us from, let's see here. I think this one is from David.
Yes, hello, Clayton. This is David Carter calling from Letkill, Pennsylvania. My biggest question is, I have about 20 apartment units now, and most of them are paid for in full. So I have quite a bit of equity built up, but I'm trying to decide if I should try and get equity lines of credit to buy more places because of just having start taking loans and try and get my loans higher due to having to pay less tax in the long run, kind of like what Robert Kiyosaki talks about. I think that that might be the route I might take. I was just trying to decide if you thought that with having all that equity, what really would be the best route for me in the upcoming year, hoping to see a lot of good deals. Let me know. Thank you.
Thanks, David. It really comes down to your station in life right now. Like, how old are you? Where do you want to be as far as cash flow and income? And remember, of course, if you've got, I don't know what your situation is. Are you a full-time real estate investor? Are you a real estate professional in the eyes of the IRS? Or are you a W-2 employee that is not? So, you know, that's passive income versus active income. So not to get too bogged down in the tax code, but you are different, of course, in the eyes of the IRS if you are an active real estate investor versus passive. And of course, if you're active, that means then that you're paying a lower tax, you know, you're paying more lower taxes. And then you're not paying And then, of course, if you're a passive income, you're paying taxes on the rental income. So a couple of things to consider, right? How old are you? And do you want to keep acquiring more properties? How many of these are cash flowing beyond where you're at now, having to pay taxes on that cash flow? So a lot of things to consider there. So if, you know, in my situation, let's say I had 20, I can't give you advice on this specifically, but let's just say if I had 20 apartment complexes or 20 apartments, townhomes or whatever, I don't know specifically, and they're all paid off or I had significant equity in them, I would absolutely personally be leveraging that equity using the bank's money. Remember, here's the beauty of the system, right? Is that the United States is a debt-based economy. And all of these big banks are becoming billionaires using debt. Why shouldn't you? Like, that's how the system operates, to use the equity in your home. And if a bank is going to give you money based on the equity of your asset, then you can use that equity and that money that the bank is giving you, even if it's 5, 6, 7% right now, who cares? That's not even your money. They're giving you this money that you can go out and acquire another asset, and you get the tax benefits of that asset and they don't? There's no other asset class that you can do this with. You can't do this with gold. You can't do this with stocks. You can't do this with anything. Real estate is the way. So you're able to put 20, 25% down, use the bank's money to add another asset to your portfolio. So the reason I say it depends on how old you are is because, remember, you're buying until you're dying, right? That's the goal. And there's three phases of real estate investing. There's buying, there's owning, and there's cash flowing. So what stage are you in? 20 properties, are you young? Do you really care about the cash flow right now? Because you're still working and you're an entrepreneur, you've got your own business. So like me, I'm young, you know, I'm 46. I guess that's still somewhat young. I don't know. I love working. I love creating. So I'm not stopping anytime soon, and I probably never will. So for me, I want to keep acquiring. I want to keep acquiring because it's an offset then for my taxes, right? When I buy, that additional depreciation offsets the income from the tenants and those other properties. So if you've got 20 properties, you need to offset that rental income at some point. So there's buy, own, and then cash flow. If you're in the buying phase, you don't really concern about the cash flow at all because you're paying loans back. And then once those are paid back, you own them. Now you've got a new problem. Now they're cash flowing and you have to pay taxes on that income. That is income. So how do you offset that? You buy again. You buy until you die. And that depreciation and that offset then helps you, mitigate that on your taxes. So I guess it really depends on your station in life, where you are currently, and what appetite you have for acquisition, and how much cash flow do you currently need? And then, of course, also, are you a real estate professional in the eyes of the IRS, or do you have a W-2 job? So a lot of things to consider there. I think when you look, I think really just mapping it out on paper, it's going to be your answer, you know. But again, personally, if I had 20 properties that I had a lot of equity in, I'd be using that equity. I'd be acquiring additional assets. I'd be buying businesses. I'd be doing a bunch of other things with that. So anyway, David, congrats on, that's great, man. 20 properties, way to go. Way to go. We should all aspire to that. Everyone listening right now, see, David did it. You can do it too. All right, our next question comes to us from Jackie.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I wanted to ask about an SBA EIDL loan and if there's any way to have it forgiven. Appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks so much for the question. I'm not quite sure I know what loan product you're talking about. As far as loan forgiveness, of course, this is always something you want to work with your bank on, right? Everyone has a different situation in life, and your banks are willing, if you're looking for some sort of a loan forgiveness program, or you're maybe talking with them about, you know, hey, I'm going to walk away from this loan. I'm going to default on this loan. I'm going to, you know, go through a foreclosure on this loan. I'd rather not do that. And by the way, banks don't want to do that. Banks do not want to be in the ownership of real estate. They don't want to do that. They learned their lesson after 2008. That's not something they want. They would much rather work with you to find a solution on a loan pay down than for it to be, where they have to come in and seize a property or something like that. So again, I don't know quite what you're talking about. But they're always willing to work with you on some sort, like, you know, can we pay 70% of it? Can you work with me on this? And they will, and they should. Otherwise, they're going to be dealing with a much bigger debt problem right now. So that's kind of my answer on the discussion of on the, like the loan forgiveness piece of this, if that's what you're referring to. And if you're talking about an SBA loan, you know, I'm not quite sure if you're talking about a Small Business Administration loan, where they are finding loans to, of course, help small businesses get funding by setting guidelines for what you're looking for. Again, SBA loans, they're Small Business Administration backed loans. They make it very easy for small businesses to get funding, to get started. I'm not quite sure. And if that's what you're dealing with, I would definitely speak with an attorney about that. Maybe a, you know, someone who handles credit specifically. We've had a guest on our show called Wayne, the Credit Guy. And Wayne is, he's fantastic. I would seek those episodes out. We'll link them up in the description because he can talk to you about sort of loan forgiveness or if you're dealing with debt and how to get these write-offs with these companies that are coming after you for debt forgiveness. Again, I wish I had a better answer. Maybe I just need more details on what type of loan specifically you're dealing with. And then we could go from there. And maybe I just misheard. Maybe I misheard the type of loan, but it sounded like you said SBA loan. So I'm not quite sure the specifics of your situation, but please leave us another message. Maybe you can clarify your situation and I can try to answer it here. I don't want to point you in the wrong direction. Oh, I can't wait to tell you about Roan Apparel. I have to tell you, some of my favorite shirts, some of my favorite pants are Roan. And it's so funny. I've been wearing Roan for about, I don't know, almost 3 years now. And then they asked, hey, we want to sponsor your podcast. And I said, what? Are you kidding me? Well, this is a natural fit because I already wear almost all of your clothing already. So huge fans. Men's closets are totally due for a radical reinvention. And Roan has stepped up to the challenge. They have an amazing commuter collection. Now, Roan is spelled R-H-O-N-E. And I want you just to spend some time on their website. And when you do, you're going to get some nice, nice discounts. 20% off your entire order, by the way, if you decide to order something. And I'll give you the code in just a second that you can use. But I just want you to go to their website. Check out their commuter collection. They have the world's most comfortable pants. I love their pants. Their dress shirts are super nice. They have a quarter zips and polos. I really love their polos because, you know, I used to have those like all cotton ones that would shrink up. So I would buy a polo shirt and then I couldn't wear it after it went through the laundry. Not with Roan. I've been wearing their shirts regularly. They never fade. They're just gorgeous. They don't shrink. And they've remained the same, and I've been wearing them time and time again. So I think hundreds and hundreds of washes at this point for their clothing. Check them out. I want you to check out their most comfortable, breathable, flexible set of products known to man at the Commuter Collection. It really is for any occasion, too. So you need a polo shirt, you need a nice dress shirt. All of it is there inside the Commuter Collection. What's great is it's flexible and breathable enough so when you're traveling or maybe you got a plane trip and then you got to go right to a meeting or you need a subway ride or a bus ride or you're driving somewhere, you can go right from the transportation right into the meeting and you can feel comfortable. Also, they've got Gold Fusion, which is the anti-odor technology. So it's called odor-free, basically. You'll be smelling fresh and clean all day long on top of that. Roan is 100% machine washable, so you can ditch the dry cleaner all together, wrinkle resistant, wrinkle release technology. Wrinkles disappear as you stretch and wear the products. It's that easy. No need to be ironing the stuff. So I love it. I love how flexible it is. I just love how durable it is and just how great it looks at the end of the day. So right now you can get, you know, try the Commuter Collection. Head to roan.com/real estate and use the promo code real estate. Again, that's roane.com/real estate. Use the promo code real estate to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to roan.com/real estate and use the code real estate. It's time to find your corner office comfort. Our next question comes to us from Jules.
Hi, Clayton. Love your show, and I'm really interested in Morris Invest and been listening to videos and all your stuff. My question is, I'm 65 years old, and I have some cash. I am currently traveling and living off of my Social Security money, so I won't qualify for a loan, but I would like to start buying some rental properties. I do own a home in Tulsa, Oklahoma, It has probably about 150 in equity. I don't really want to touch it right now, and it probably wouldn't qualify, but I do have about $55,000 or $60,000 just sitting in an account right now that's available. What would you do if you were me? Thank you very much. Oh, my name is Jules. Thanks,
Jules. Well, trying to go for bank money right now, obviously it's difficult, right? Because now you can't show that income. And so, yeah, qualifying for a loan is difficult in that regard. There are other options, of course. And feel free to, you can talk with our team. Our team would be happy to talk with you about some options if you book a call by going to morrisinvest.com. We have non-recourse financing where the lender is not looking at you personally. They're looking at the asset. And so we work with, because the assets that we're building, the new construction properties that we build, we work very closely with the bank. So they know that they're in the best school districts. They know they're top notch. So they're putting their money against the asset, not you as the human. And so normally, though, you'd have to put about 35% down or even 40% down for a loan like that. And the interest rates are going to be slightly higher. But therefore, you don't have to deal with the position of, can I qualify for a loan? Right? There's that piece of it that is at least the flexibility there for someone who maybe has a credit issue or also can't show stated income, to be able to qualify for a loan. So that's an option. That's something I would look into and see if our team can help you with that. The other question, though, I would just start more broadly is why? What is your why right now? What do you want to do? It sounds like you're traveling and you're living off Social Security and you're kind of living your life and enjoying that. Are you interested in real estate for the cash flow? Are you interested in it for wealth preservation to protect that money that you have available right now as wealth preservation? And then I would also ask you, why don't you want to touch that equity in that house in Tulsa? There's an opportunity there where a bank could literally give you a home equity line of credit check based on that asset class, based on that asset that you could take and turn it into a cash flowing property. So just curious why you wouldn't want to touch that. Given what you know about real estate as the number one way to preserve and build wealth, if you could tap into that equity and not use it to go gambling, but tap into that equity and use it to buy another piece of real estate, it's funny. This morning we were having a conversation. My son, he's 12, and I was talking about gold prices and I was talking about a bunch of different things. And we were talking about real estate. And he said, "Daddy, how do I invest? How do I get started?" And he's got, a few hundred dollars in the bank. And I said, "Son, I'll teach you. Right? I will teach you how to start using, remember that for 5,000 years, I want you to understand this, son. I want you to understand that real estate has sustained through thousands of years of famine, of governments collapsing, fiat currency, government currencies collapsing." And he said, "Daddy, you mean like the euro and the dollar? Like those would go away?" Well, they're losing value every day, right? They are backed by debt. The U.S. dollar is backed by military force and debt, nothing else. Now, you might argue and say, what about oil? No, it's not. The U.S. dollar is not backed by oil. It's not. I will argue with you till the cows come home. It's not. Yes, it is the petrodollar, but it doesn't matter. It's never been backed by oil. So government currencies are, by all intents and purposes, it's a matter of time before they collapse. So I was explaining, so if you have the opportunity to use a bank's money right now to acquire another monopoly piece on your monopoly board, why not? So I would love to know the answer to that, Jules. Why are you hesitant to do that, yet you want to acquire real estate? You already own real estate, so you know the benefits of it. And here's another question. If you're traveling and you're never really home in Tulsa, what about converting that property to a rental property and start to create the cash flow there as well? So just different things to think about. I hope it's food for thought for those listening. But real estate is the number one way to build wealth, and it's one of the number one ways to preserve wealth. So just book a call with our team and maybe we can point you in the right direction. And for all of you listening, if you're interested in getting started in real estate investing and you would like to buy your first fully done, brand new construction property in some of the best rental markets in the country, in the United States, with financing available and cost segregation analysis available for qualified buyers who are real estate professionals. There is no better asset to own and have in your portfolio. Book a call with our team today. Go to morrisinvest.com. You can also, while you're there, in addition to booking a call with us, click on the little microphone icon on the right-hand side of your screen. That will enable you to leave us a voicemail question. We will answer that here on the show as well. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build and preserve wealth. We'll see you next time.